bath fitter. Okay, welcome to our pre-show. I'm just getting my video fired up here, and then we will rock and roll this motherfucker. So we had yesterday the, how'd you guys like that? I'll never forget. I will never forget doing that goddamned Christmas carol. I wasn't sick. Let me see. Start this thing now. There we go. Hi. Just fired up our video. I'm talking to the audio only pre-show audience and telling them how much I remember just how goddamn sick I was, man, when I was doing the Christmas carol back in December of 2009. I wasn't sick that day. As I remember, I was smoking up a stack. I was smoking a bunch of cigarettes, getting the fucking thing done. I was tired, and I figured, oh, you know, I'll get some sleep. It's Christmas time. This is great. I will be able to, you know, kick it, because we usually took a week off between Christmas and New Year's. So this was going to be my big week off. Well, yeah, it was my week off, all right. That whole fucking week I spent sick in bed. I started feeling sick around Christmas day, and then the day after Christmas, my last cigarette I smoked on Christmas Day, the day after Christmas, I was sick. I could feel it, and I figured, okay, this has got to be swine flu because everybody around me had gotten it. At the time, Jason, my producer, had gotten it, and they were sick, you know. It was like a bad flu, and sure enough, I got it. So I spent, and it was fortuitous, I suppose, that I was sick that day, but I spent that week. I'm thinking of how I can turn this into a show, by the way. That's why I'm talking. You know, pre-show is the pre-show, man. I'm talking to you. I'm thinking to myself. I'm talking to this cup of coffee. You know, this invisible cup of coffee right there. Anyway, so what is today? Today's Christmas week is like real weird, man. There's not a lot going on. Let's see if we have any. I'm going to the Panther game. Jackie and I are going to the Panther Lightning game on the 30th. So, Rupe Hintz. Oh, these are all the fucking Dallas Stars. I remember when they went to the Stanley Cup 2 years ago. Was it 2 years ago they were in the Stanley Cup? Yeah, the Tampa Bay Lightning beat them. Then last year, the Lightning beat Montreal, I think. Yeah. And then the year before, last year they beat Montreal. The year before they beat then the year before that, the St. Louis Blues beat the Boston Bruins, right? Fuck, I forget. Anyway, there I was that week and feeling sick. As the week progressed and I was getting congestion and the nose, I made what I call the fatal mistake of throwing some Vicks into some boiling water, some Vicks VapoRub into some boiling fucking water and breathing the fumes, which is kind of a thing that we'd all done in my family and a lot of people have done down through the years. Never really caused any problems. I'm not so sure, you know, maybe it helped with chest congestion, maybe it didn't. But in my case, that time, it was putting water into my lungs, and that was bam. As sick as I was already with the swine flu, that turned into pneumonia. I could not walk up the stairs. I was unable to, when I got out of my car, when I went to the doctor, and I finally got over to the doctor two times, I felt like I was going to black out. I could feel myself blacking out, getting out of the car. I got into the doctor's office. I laid down on a fucking table and started to fall asleep. He came in. He looked at me and said, I've done everything I can for you. I feel like I got to put you in the hospital. So I'm like, okay. Remember Susie came over, took me over in my car. She got me checked in. I was completely fucking in a fog, man. She got me checked in with my insurance. And I sat in a fucking, like one of those emergency rooms or whatever. I was in there for about, oh, I don't know, maybe 45 minutes. And then they put me in a room. That began my week of chest x-rays, being put in a wheelchair. I'm going to tell you something. Many of you, maybe a lot of you guys have been in wheelchairs at least once in your life. There's no more powerless feeling in the world than sitting there at a lower level than everybody else and you're being pushed places. Man, that's just, you know, if anything kind of convinced me to get my shit together in terms of my health, it was that, being in a wheelchair. So they took me into x-ray. Then they didn't even bother to take me down to x-ray. They brought the x-ray to me, the x-ray machine. They had a portable x-ray machine. I had a, as I mentioned on a comment on the BSP page, I had a respiratory therapist who was, he listened to my show when he was in school. I had a cardiopulmonary guy who also had listened to my show when he was taking his exams. So I was kind of surrounded by these fans. You know, it was really, it was rather comforting, I think, because they liked me. And then I wound up watching George Lopez with this one cat. We watched George Lopez. I wound up watching Phineas and Ferb and Hannah Montana. Those were the shows that were on. I was in and out of a fucking fog, you know. But those are the ones that grabbed my attention and that I watched. Phineas and Ferb, Hannah Montana, which I just, it amused me watching that show. And then a fucking, whatever shitty movie was on AMC. In those days, AMC, it was pre-Walking Dead days. AMC was really just, but it was on, and they had some shit movies on that just didn't make any sense to me. One of them was League of Extraordinary Gentlemen. You ever seen this fucking movie? It's the worst goddamn movie I've ever seen in my life. Made no sense. None of the people in it made any sense. They were supposedly superheroes or heroes. I don't know what the fuck they were, but the whole thing just creeped me out. Some of the news that was happening was really weird. I'm starting to think of Phineas and Ferb, Hannah Montana. What was the other show I mentioned? I'm blacking out now. Spacing out, man. But then Saturday rolled around, and I talked to the doctor, and he said, you know, I said, I'd like to get out of here. Well, we'll see. I said, I'd like to get out of here on Saturday. It would have been a week. We'll see. And on Saturday, they discharged me. I was, you know, breathing pretty well on my own. I mean, you know, I had enough oxygen in my system. I was coming out of it, and I was, but I got home, man, and they sent me home with an oxygen machine, not with oxygen tanks. This was a machine that converted the air into oxygen. It was, you know, kind of convenient. And I had that fucking tube in my nose, and I would throw the tube down the stairs and drag it into my office so I could so I could work. Oh, my God, it was just crazy, man. So that was, you know, the week that ended the Christmas Carol. And I haven't tried to do the Christmas Carol since. I don't think I have. Maybe I have.